Praise the Lord.
I want to ask you a question this morning as Gene continues to play. Why'd you come today? Now there's a good answer. Good morning, Karen. If you came just to get something today, you might want to rethink that. We always receive from God, but we need to remember that it's our purpose and our joy to give to Him praise and honor and glory. Amen? He's worthy. He is so worthy. He's awesome. He is a mighty God, the everlasting Father. I don't know about y'all, but He's the answer to everything I've ever desired and the answer to everything that I've ever had a need of. Amen? And He's got the answer. Doesn't always turn out exactly the way I had it pictured, but it turns out the way God intended it, and that's for good. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, well, sometimes He gives us what we want, but depends on the motive of our heart. The Bible says if you're trying to consume it in your lust, guess what? You're asking amiss. Praise the Lord. Just keep playing, Gene. Just keep playing. Thank you, Father. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for this time and this day, Lord, for this opportunity to be corporately in your presence, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. We give you all praise and all glory and honor. And we thank you, Lord, that you're here because you said where two or more are gathered in your name. And it's all about you this morning, Lord. You're in the midst. Holy Spirit, take control. Cause our Father's will to be done in our hearts and lives and in this house today. I speak blessing over every person who's here. Those who couldn't be here. Father, we just pray for Bob now that he'd have wisdom and insight. He'd be able to take care of the situation quickly and be back here with us, Lord. We bless you for his job, Lord, a good job, and for the opportunities he has. But now, Lord, once again, we've come to praise and worship you, and that we're going to do. We've come to lift your name so that men will be drawn to you. So to that end, Lord, we just let everything go. We forget about ourselves and we focus on you this morning. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we thank you for this day. And we give you again honor and glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. As I was coming in this morning, I was listening to a song on the radio. For some reason, the title escapes me, but it's the words say, when He saved a wretch like me. Before Jesus, amazing grace. Yeah, amen. How would I not know that? Anyway, praise the Lord. It is amazing grace, amen? Yep. Praise God. Let's just wait on the Lord for a minute. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your promises, Lord. Thank you that you told us in your word to seek first your kingdom, to seek you, Lord, and all the things that we have need of, all the things that we need and desire would be granted unto us, Lord. Because we seek you, not the gifts, not the possessions, Lord, but we seek you. And this morning, Lord, we do seek you with our whole heart. We desire your presence. We desire to hear from you this morning, Lord. Not from man, but from you. So, Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, we just once again surrender to you. Hide me behind the cross. I yield myself as your vessel, Lord, one called and chosen. I don't understand that, but I don't have to, Lord. You know what you're doing. All I have to do is submit. So this morning, we submit to your word. We submit to your power and your authority this morning, Lord. And now, Lord, have your way and will again. I thank you that every person will be touched by the word this morning because it's your word, not mine. For this we praise and thank you in Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Awesome. Just before Patrick played that, I was sitting here thinking about that very scripture that says that all of creation declares the glory of God. Amen. There's too many intricate things, like that one sea creature that went by with the black and white stripes. Now, I've never seen one of those before, but that's amazing. Seahorses. Amazing. Big and small. Praise God. Praise God. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. You're worthy, Lamb of God. You're worthy, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, last week, Bob was talking about discouragement. And this morning, from a different angle and maybe a little different topic, but along the same line, I want to maybe just continue that a little bit. I don't know if he's got more to add to that or not. We'll find out next week. Amen? But, you know, so many things go on around us. You know, the terror cells and things like that, you know. And these are things that can get your eyes off the Lord. They can get put you in a place where you begin to fear. And like those two disciples when they saw Jesus after his resurrection, who were discouraged and you know, just feeling betrayed, feeling let down, wondering what's going on, you know. Sometimes we miss the supernatural because we're looking for the spectacular. Now, that's not a new concept. We all know that. I want to say that again. Sometimes we miss the supernatural because we're looking for the spectacular. I'll let you meditate on that a little bit. Just like those disciples, when they thought that their hope was gone because they didn't grasp and understand what they had been taught, and because they were looking at the person, I believe they were looking at the person. When he was gone, of course, in their mind, they thought, well, he's going to be here forever. They never thought about the fact that one day he might not be here. But they also never considered the fact that it was in God's plan for him not to be here so that the very thing that they were looking for would come to pass. They were looking for the spectacular, and they stood in the presence of the supernatural. Amen? And so it's important that we keep our focus and our eyes in the right place. We as humans, we have pictures that we look at in our minds. We have perceptions that we have in our own thinking, in our thought patterns. And those thoughts sometimes take us a little astray. or they leave us in a place vulnerable to disillusionment, discouragement, and unhappiness. Torment, if you will. I couldn't make up my mind on what title to put on this message, so you'll bear with me. One that God gave me was Never Let Go. Another one was Hold Your Ground, and the other one was Stand Fast. You choose the one that makes you happy. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. It's so easy for us to become discouraged, to become disillusioned, because of the perceptions or visions we have in our minds about the way things should be, the way things should turn out, the way things should happen. And when they don't happen because of our preconceived ideas and notions, we kind of scratch our head and say, but God, what happened? Now see, if their hearts had been right, those two disciples would have caught it. And by that, I don't mean that they were in sin. I don't mean that they were in rebellion. But the point is, their hearts were not focused in the right place. Like we sang Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. See, sometimes when we read things or we hear things, automatically it paints a picture in our mind, and it may be 180 off. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 through 4 and 14. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Now, they loved Jesus. But because they were caught up in an image of how this should look, they missed the whole glorious plan of God. Everything's going good, and all of a sudden Jesus is taken from them. We look at a country that's been blessed for so many years, still blessed, and we see these things happening around us. Politicians who are corrupt and immoral. Things happening in jobs. People who are corrupt and dishonest. And we're thinking, where, God, is your justice? Where, God, are you in all of this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But He also will not override people's wills. The reason these things go on is because some people have chosen, in selfishness, self-centeredness, pride, and arrogance, to walk against God because God puts a crimp in their style. We all know that. And yet the Scripture says, if you seek to, you know, save your life, you'll lose it. And if you lose your life for His sake, you'll find it. It's amazing how we get ideas of what we need and what we want and the reasons we need or want those things. I remember, once again, I want to relay this. How many know who Dr. Frederick K. Price is? Freddie Price, awesome man of God. His son is an awesome man of God, and his wife too. Early in his ministry, he went to God one time. They were meeting in just a big kind of, I don't know if it was a Quonset hut or what it was, but it was a one room. And he was looking at the Scripture and kind of, you know, meditating on the Scripture that says, you know, that my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Dr. Price said, you know, was thinking about this, and as he was meditating, he asked the question, what do I need? What do we need right here? What do I need for this ministry? And he began to focus on things that were important for that ministry to function. The worldly things now. You know, you understand, the spiritual things weren't an issue. But the worldly things, which was electricity, to have lights so they could see, running water for restrooms, for drinking. The funds to make sure the place was paid for, the rent or whatever, or the lease, or if they were purchasing it. And God supplied every one of those needs. But if you hear that, his asking was not for himself, but for the ministry God called him to. How many remember the old song that he didn't bring us this far to leave us? He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't build his home in us to move away. Amen? I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. All of these things that come when things don't happen exactly the way you planned, you can take any situation in your life. Just recently, because of some things that I wasn't seeing in my life, I got really discouraged. I don't think that's any secret to anybody around here. I'm not going to go into the gory details. It's not important. God knows and it's dealt with forever. But the point is, because I had a view of what I thought it should look like or what I thought would be the right thing, bless my darling heart, mixed up mine, I got really discouraged. To the point where I'm thinking, God, where are you? See, you really did make a mistake. Not possible. Not possible. Now, y'all don't sit there and just look at me like that because you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been already at some point in your life, let me tell you, the enemy will come and he will try to bring you down and discourage you and tell you and show you, not just tell you, but show you, God's word is not true. He is not who he says he is. Well, we already know who the liar is, right? He's the one who's awaiting the final judgment. Amen? So we have to keep our focus and view in line with the Word. And how do we do that? The best way is to not have your thoughts, but have God's thoughts. Stay focused there. To give up your life, take up your cross, and follow Him, and watch the supernatural hand of God move in your life. Amen? Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Galatians 5:1. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. If you want to just take notes, you can take notes. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free." He's made us free. "And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." What yoke of bondage? Looking for something that is really not God, but your own device and plan. See, you can't anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God if you have a preconceived notion or idea. It may happen in spite of you, thank God, but in some cases you may miss it for a little while. Now, as you know, one of the things that, I'll tell you now, one of the things that set me free was the fact that when we read in Romans here a few weeks ago, and we saw in Romans, that everything is taken care of. God's not against us. He's for us. But you know what? Just like a child, sometimes we kind of get, because we think we know what's best for us, but the truth is God does know what's best for us. Amen? And it's His plan to give us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Amen? He's already promised. It's a done deal. There's no I think, or maybe, or I hope so. It's a done deal. That's a good place to say amen. A bondage, a lot of times bondages are things we put on ourselves or we allow in our lives because, you know, the enemy, when we had the meeting the other night for the board last Monday night, Bill and I were sitting there talking. I was encouraged, trying to encourage him and stuff. I know by the testimony and I know exactly what the enemy did when all these things happened to his mom and to him and to his sister. You know, the enemy came in just, I mean, he's faithful. If there's one positive thing you can say about the enemy, he's faithful. He's faithful in the negative, but he's faithful. It's all your fault. If you hadn't, if this hadn't happened, if you'd have done this different, and all of a sudden the enemy's beating you down and you're being ensnared again or taking on that yoke of bondage if you don't cast it down. That's why it's important that we take captive. We take those thoughts, if you will, by the throat. Cast them down immediately and bring those thoughts under the subjection of the Word and the Spirit of God to know that God is setting up an opportunity to move in your behalf in a way that will bless you and will give you a testimony and will bring honor and glory to God. Amen? To the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Now see, in situations like what I just went through and what the attack that Bill went through and Harry and Marie and some of us, Karen with her house, I mean, it's been an ongoing battle. But God is still showing Himself strong in her behalf and Bob's behalf. Amen? Why? Because they have set their face like a flint. We have set our face like a flint. We're not looking back. We're looking forward. We're looking ahead to the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? When all of this nonsense that's on this earth is brought to finality and we enter into the rest and the glory and the blessing and the promise of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Seeing then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Now listen, even Jesus had an opportunity when he was in the garden praying, and he cried out from the flesh, which didn't control him. Listen carefully. Watch. Which didn't control him, but he cried out, Father, if there's any way, if it's your will or if it's possible, let this cup or the thing that I'm about to go through pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. Because Jesus wasn't after Jesus. He wasn't looking to how great Jesus was. He wasn't involved in himself. He was involved in the people and obeying the will of God. He was committed to that, was he not? And so he went through and brought the fulfillment on the cross. So all the things that he taught, all the things that he had showed the disciples, all the things he had done for the people were brought to fulfillment, but because it didn't stand up to the scrutiny of some human thoughts, discouragement set into those two disciples until they saw and their eyes were opened to see that it was Jesus. And Jesus, again, didn't leave them and he did not forsake them, but he fulfilled exactly what was necessary for their salvation. Now, I don't know, maybe they thought that he was going to come and deliver Israel right then and there. I don't know. But God's plan was more vast than that little area right there. It was to save the entire creation of God. Mankind, I'm talking about. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Once again, God's not against us. He's not looking to set you straight. He comes as a father in love. Kind of pat you on the back or on the behind, however you want to look at it. It says, this is the way, walk in it. But you have to make the determination you're going to walk with him and you're going to serve him. You and your house. And even if they don't come, you have to make that determination that no matter what happens, I'm going to walk with God. Amen? We already know what the rewards are. We already know what the final payout is. Amen? Praise God. A high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but in all points, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now, what does that mean, sin? We're not talking about going out and stealing or committing adultery. We're talking about doubt, unbelief, disillusionment. Now you say, well, Bill, that, you know, how do you get sin out of that? Well, to doubt is to sin. The Scripture is very clear. Okay? So for that moment, it wasn't the sin that was unto death. It wasn't the sin that was going to take those two disciples out of all the goodness and all the things that God had done and put them in the place of being in fear of, if you will, perdition or hell. It was a guise to pull away the blessings of God and to rob them of the blessings of God that they had been taught and experienced in their walk with Him as they walked with Him. Amen? Now, verse 16. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. See, if you keep your focus right, or when that attack comes, if you'll run boldly into the throne of grace, which we can do because Jesus is our righteousness, the righteous one dwells within us, then we can go boldly, we can make our petitions known to God, we'll find God's mercy. And remember what mercy, the definition of mercy. Mercy assumes need on the part of the one who has need, and resources adequate to meet the need on the part of the one who shows mercy to that individual. That's good stuff. And grace, unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. See, folks, we didn't do anything to earn this. All we did is become obedient to what the Word said. Surrendered our lives, made our decision. We're going to serve God no matter what. Amen? And what does it say? It doesn't just say when things are going good. It says, find mercy, or obtain mercy and find grace to help in what? The time of need. Instead of freaking out, like sometimes, not always, depending on what the circumstance is. Remember, circumstances are subject to change. They're not truth. They're not reality. They're just there. Sometimes they appear to be reality, but the only reality is God's Word. Amen? It is God Himself. And that reality can't be changed. Can't be thwarted. Praise God. So then in Hebrews 10:23... He commands us again, or He says to us, let us hold the confession of our hope without wavering, which we have heard, which we've heard from Him, or which you have heard from me, in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. See, one of the things that it's important that we always see is God's love in every situation. We know what Romans 8:28 says. It says all things, everything works together for good. For what? For those who, number one, love God, and those who are called according to His purpose. In order to fulfill God's purpose, you have to set aside your addendums, your wants and desires, and let your want desire be singular in thought and deed, and that is to serve God at any cost. Amen? And then watch God give into your life more than you ever expected. Amen? That's pretty exciting. I want to read that again. Let us hold fast, or hold the confession of our hope without wavering, without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. We have to hang on to what God says. We have to hang on to the promises. We have to do what it says in Joshua 1:8, to meditate day and night. Not let the book of the law pass from our thinking or our mouth, but to meditate in it day and night. And observe to do all that's written inside in the Word. Then, the Scripture says, our way will be prosperous, and then we'll have good success. Now, good success and prosperity does not necessarily mean that there's not going to be bumps in the road or a hiccup someplace. Amen? They're going to come. But what did he say? He said, all of this stuff's going to come, but be of good cheer. I have what? Delivered you out of them all. Them all. This is going to be a short message, folks, but I believe it's power-packed. 2 Timothy 1:13, it says, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Hold fast the pattern of sound words. Everything Jesus taught the disciples and everything he said to the people who would throng around him were sound words. They were revealing who he really was, what his purpose in coming was. We need to remember that our fleshly thoughts, if some of you prefer the Christianese way of saying it, the carnal thoughts, are enemies of God. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen? He doesn't operate by the dictates or confines of a finite mind. So we'll hang on to those words. We'll walk in them. They're sound words. They're life-changing words. They're words of blessing. And we've heard them from him. We have the record, but we also know that he's speaking into our hearts today. He's still revealing himself in men's lives in faith and love, which are in Christ. They're in him. Everything that pertains to life and godliness are in him. And it's his plan and his desire to give them to us, the Father's plan and desire to give them to us. Amen? Now, I want to tell you something. When you go any other way, Miss Jean, when you go any other way but setting your face like a flint in the Word to observe to do everything that's written here in the Word, then you set yourself up for disappointment, disillusionment, or discouragement. And when I say you set yourself up, I'm not saying you're asking for it, but I'm saying you allow the enemy to bring that on you. And what happens? Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Once again, we don't struggle with the goodness of God or His plans, but we have a major struggle with His timing. I've heard different comments about the poem Footprints in the Sand, or the little, you know, whatever you want to call it. But you see, because God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, then we know beyond the shadow of a doubt. Did you hear me? Without any hesitation or reservation, we know that He has promised He wouldn't leave us. So in those times when we don't have the strength, when we don't have the ability to stand on our own, that's when He says, He sends, not that they're not already there, but His angels, He gives them commands. He also sends others to encourage you, to bless you, to hold up your arms. Amen? But when those thoughts come, they're thoughts that are brought by the enemy to try to put you back in a yoke of bondage. To put you back in a place where you're restricted from walking in, feeling, and seeing God's hand and love operate in your life. Like Bob was saying last week, did you forget about me? Did I get lost somewhere to God? No. He said that He would leave the 99 and go after the one. It's not we sacrifice a few for the good of many. That's not God. That's not God. God will never sacrifice you. And He will never not move in your behalf. But we must, by the help of the Holy Spirit, and by our time spent in His presence, first of all with Him in fellowship, and with His Word, keep our focus in the right place, and know that we know that we know. He's never walked away, He never will walk away, and He'll never leave us in a place where we don't see His hand move. Once again, it may not be the way you had planned or you had thought or the way you had it pictured. But once again, I admonish you, don't miss the supernatural by looking for or expecting the spectacular. Amen. God still performs miracles today. But it's better if we just walk in the truth and walk in the light as He is in the light. Continue in our fellowship with one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. We're told that having done everything, when we've done everything we know to do, to stand, He says, continue to stand. Amen? Continue to stand. And then as we read, stand fast in what? The liberty. Not bondage. You can't be free. You can't feel free. You can't have hope and feel love in bondage. How many know what I'm talking about? You can't. It's impossible. It's like going around. Just lost my best friend. Oh dear. Oh me. I just lost my best friend. No. Honey child, He said He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When life or expectations don't turn out the way you planned or thought it was supposed to, don't lose heart or faith. Amen? Don't lose heart or faith. That's the time to hunker down, keep your eyes on Jesus, and know that joy comes in the morning. Amen? Joy comes in the morning. Rainy nights and stormy weather doesn't last forever. That sun's going to peek through those clouds. And can I just remind you, even though you can't see it, the sun's still there. It can go anywhere. It's just obstructed by circumstances and things. Amen? We call it weather, but it's the same thing in our life. When clouds and rainy things come or into our lives, the sun is still right there. You just can't see Him because of the obstructed view. But He's right there. Those are the times, as that poem says, that He carries you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited today. I'm here to tell you, I still haven't seen exactly what God has in mind, but you know what? I'm not skipping a beat. I'm not losing sleep over it. I sleep very well. My dreams are good dreams. They're not bad dreams. I'd say that's a pretty good sign God's operating in my life. Amen? And He is yours too. The command He gives us is trust in Him with all of our heart. All of our heart. With all of our mind, will, emotions, our appetites. And what does He say? And He will direct our path. Amen? God's good. God's good. Praise the Lord. If when those thoughts come, all you can do is think about the fact that you're free and God's not holding anything against you, then that's a good place to start. Amen? That's a good place to start. And if that doesn't start to get you excited, you need prayer. You know, these things seem to come on a daily basis. Always the enemy has something that he can kind of get your focus and thoughts on. I mentioned to Bob, I'm so tired of being where I'm at, job-wise. I'm so tired of the nonsense. I'm so tired of dealing with the world in the respect of being a part of their foolishness. Man, I just would love to be doing something else. But the point is, Scripture says, be content where you're at. And once again, hold on, joy comes in the morning. Amen? That's not the final answer. Forbearance and endurance are things that God's given us. If we'll just walk in it, we'll trust Him. And if you don't think you got it, then ask Him for it. Why? He says you don't have because you don't ask. But then He promised, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. And knock and the doors will be opened unto you. I heard that, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. But it's a choice you got to make every day. Amen. Just like salvation is in every day. That's a choice when you get up in the morning. Bless God. When I get up, I'm going to walk in the presence of God. I'm going to keep my focus where it's at. I'm going to stay in fellowship with Him. And I'm not going to let anything get me down. And when I see that missile coming at me, I remember that I've got the shield of faith and I've got the armor of God. And that shield of faith reaches out and grabs that fiery dart or that missile in some cases. How many know what I'm talking about? It ain't just some little old dart with fire on it. It's a missile. And you may think you're going down for the count. But that shield of faith, listen to me carefully, faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. That shield of faith doesn't just deflect, but it's aggressive in its actions. It reaches out and grabs that fiery dart, extinguishes it, and violently throws it to the ground. See, when you're walking in faith, nothing can get through that. I don't care what the enemy throws at you, you can't be defeated. But if you allow his thoughts to come in, sometimes you just up and lay down and let him walk on you. Let him drag you down. Don't do that anymore. Once again, the kingdom of God is full of violence, and the violent take it by force. What does that mean? That means with every fiber of your being, with every ability you have and every gift that God's given you, you stand against the enemy and everything that comes and you say, not here, not in my life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Discouragement is not an attribute of God. Discouragement brings about doubt, confusion, and fear. And those are not attributes of God. Amen? So what's the logical choice? Walk in the Word. Be obedient. And don't falter. And know that when you're getting weak, God, you can go boldly to His throne and find mercy and grace to help in your time of need. Amen? Hey folks, remember if you look in the book, don't just stay in the beginning, but look in the book and in the back of the book. We win. Amen? This isn't like baseball where it's 9 innings. We're playing with God's bat and ball, and we win. We win. Amen? You believe that today? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. If anyone needs prayer today, anyone has a need, please don't hesitate. Come. If you're struggling with something right now, you need some encouragement. We're just mortal men. But because of the Holy Spirit in us, He can bring to our minds and our spirits and our hearts the things that we need to bless others. Sometimes just a simple word. Isn't that right, Harry? Sometimes just a simple word and watch God get all over you.
deliver you. Amen. Sometimes it's important that we understand we're not walking alone. And if we really believe that it's not about us, it's about others and about His plan, then we're going to be there for those, just like where others are supposed to be there for us. Amen? Remember, we're one body. One body. And when the body has a need, the rest of the body comes to its aid. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is that enough for this morning? Are you encouraged? Are you encouraged? Remember, we're supposed to think on things that are lovely and pure and of good report. Not calamity and loss, discouragement. Not looking at things we want or don't have, but looking at the things which we have in God. And once again, He says, seek me first, seek my kingdom, and all of these things will be added to you. He's the CEO. It's His checkbook. Knows what you have need of before you ask. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer? Praise God. Then we're set to continue to see God's hand move in our lives, aren't we? We're set to see His spectacular intervention on our life. It's inevitable, folks. Do you realize that if you keep your focus in the right place, it can't not happen? Did you ever think about that? It can't not happen. And you can stand there right... You know, I remember back in Vineland, a little suburb of Pueblo. You all have heard stories like this. Most of you probably heard this story. But there was a little group when we were doing Bible studies in Vineland. Little farm. Sits right in the middle of a bunch of farms. And one night, a torrential hailstorm came. And here's a little farmer. And he stands right out on his porch and said, "You're not coming here." And if you could have looked at an aerial view of that, you would have seen a line of delineation around that entire farm. And not one hailstone hit one part of his property or his crops, while others were devastated. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's still in that business, folks. He wants to show Himself strong. Go ahead, Harry.
Rudy's dad was a farmer up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And he never once was hailed up, burned up, dried up, or rained up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There you have it. A lot of adversities and afflictions come, but God delivers us out of them all. Amen. Ha ha ha. Praise the Lord. Let's give Him praise this morning. Amen. Yes, Beverly. Yes. Mark 11. But what does it say about with that? If you believe and not doubt. The grain of mustard seed. How big is that? Beverly, do you know how big that is? Have you ever seen those little necklaces with a little mustard seed in it? Praise the Lord. God's good. Father, thank You in Jesus' name for this day, for these precious people, Lord. I thank You that Your hand is moving in their behalf. I thank You, Lord, that their lives are prosperous in ways they don't even realize at this moment, Lord, because Your plan is in operation. Now, Lord, open the eyes of our understanding to see what You have planned, not according to our thoughts or our desires. Let our one desire be that we want what You want, Lord, and that we want to serve You with all of our being, not based on what we have or we don't have,
but based on Your goodness, Your mercy, the fact that You are our Father, and You sent Jesus to redeem us, and then You sent the Comforter to come, guide us into truth, to lead us and guide us, to exhort us, to encourage us. We thank You for that, Lord. Your plan is good, and it's all we need. Thank You, Lord. Now, Lord, once again, I thank You that this word by the Holy Spirit is already sealed in our hearts, Lord, because it's Your word. It's Your thoughts and Your plan. So we submit to it, we receive it, and we give You thanks in Jesus' name. Now bless our time of fellowship. Bless everyone as they go their ways today. I thank You, Lord, for the greatest week they've ever had in their Christian walk so far as they go out into the world this week. But more than that, Lord, I thank You that in every moment of every day You reveal Yourself to us and show us that You're right there and that You never stop caring or being right there with us for Your plan and purposes, Lord. We give You glory. All who agree, say amen. Bless you.